Keys. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Itakwini signed a 5-year agreement to rehabilitate hijacked and vacant buildings. The national and provincial departments of public works are also backing the memorandum of understanding, which hopes to revitalize the city's economy and boost employment and tourism. It was jointly signed at the Durban ICC last night, where 50 troubled buildings were released for repurposing. Mayor Cyril Qaba says unused buildings are often hijacked and illegally occupied. In August, he established a task team with Public Works Minister Dean McPherson to identify buildings that are no longer in use.
From the 30 properties released in 2023, the municipality has achieved the following. 1.9 billion rand, with 1.6 being on the beachfront. 520 jobs to be created during construction. 629 jobs to be created after construction. 56.8 million total rental income payable to the municipality in the first year.
McPherson believes the move will help reduce financial strain on the country.
If these state properties start generating an income, it will enable the department to have more funds available to maintain and build new schools, hospitals, and other critical infrastructure across the country.
International Relations has issued a travel advisory for protest-hit Mozambique.
Given the current security situation in Mozambique, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation encourages all South Africans to postpone non-essential visits to the country until further notice.
South Africa yesterday temporarily closed the Lebombo port of entry amid reports that vehicles were being torched as election-related unrest intensified. The ministry's Crispin Pieri says they're calling for calm.
South Africa expresses concern at the outbreak of incidents of post-electoral violence and regrets the loss of lives and destruction of property. We call for calm and restraint to allow the electoral process to conclude successfully.
There's been another suspected case of mass food poisoning. Over 100 school pupils were hospitalized in Gauteng after falling ill yesterday. Education officials say the primary school children in Katlehong experienced severe stomach cramps after eating samp during their lunch break. Meanwhile, Mondi Mvambi, who's with the Free State Health Department, says 49 Welkom pupils were rushed to hospital with suspected food poisoning symptoms.
Three of these kids are admitted because they were showing more serious signs. He presented with symptoms of itchy skin and rash developing on their skin. After allegedly eating some snacks from the nearby shop.
And Kamala Harris has called for unity in a speech to supporters after conceding defeat to President-elect Donald Trump. The Republican has won a second term in the White House with a decisive victory, managing to secure the backing of 5 out of 7 key battleground swing states. Ron Phillips is the former chair of the Washington, D.C. Republican Party. He says Trump's economic policies have won over new voters.
There's no one formula. There's no, like, white male, you know, non-college educated person that's following Donald Trump. Donald Trump is appealing to a working class now, which goes across all spectrums.
Eclipse thanks to Sky News. 21 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay today, Maritzburg 16. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. Springbok center Andre Esterhazy says they are bracing themselves for a tough encounter against Scotland this weekend. And then it's a repeat of the World Cup final when the Proteas and India face off in the first of 40-20s at Kingsmead tomorrow. And Manchester United hope to get their Europa League campaign up and running tonight.